Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary, and we're conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a moment to please help me out?
No, it depends on what attitudes and opinions you want to know about.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I got a minute.
Do you have a moment to please help me out?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm definitely a female.
Okay, thank you. And the next question, it says, what is the year of your birth?
1940.
Thank you. And the next question, it says, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I have been registered and voted in for the last 25 or 30 years, at least.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I speak a little bit of Spanish, and I've got a whole bunch of Spanish relatives.
Okay.
So I'm pure European.
Okay, thank you. What is your race? I'm sorry?
White.
Thank you, miss. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? I'm going to read the options. You feel negative or positive about the future of the planet?
About the future of the planet?
Yeah. You feel negative or positive about this?
Well, I feel positive about it as long as they kick out them stupid people that are wanting to turn everything green.
Okay. And how do you feel about the future of the country? You feel negative or positive?
If they don't get Biden out of there, it's negative.
Okay. And how do you feel about your own future? You feel negative or positive?
I feel positive about it as long as I can get Biden out of there.
Okay. And how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community. Can you tell me from 0 to 10? How power do you feel that young women have?
Probably about 5.
About 5? Okay, thank you. And of the following issues, which three do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I'm going to read out the options. They are climate change, mental health, abortion access, education, gun violence, a student loans, economy and cost of living, healthcare and national security, crime, immigration, racism, and discrimination.
Part of them I'm for, part of them I'm against.
I'm sorry?
I'm absolutely against abortion. That's the murder of a human being.
Okay.
I have a permit to carry concealed, and I definitely believe women, men, and everybody else ought to, unless they have severe mental problems, should have the right to carry an armed weapon to protect themselves.
Okay. And in this case, which three do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today?
I have no idea.
Okay, we can continue with the next question. And it says, thinking about this charter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize most? I'm going to read out the options. We have improving or maintaining mental health, improving or maintaining physical health, having or caring for children, caring for senior family members, work-life balance. Oh, okay.